verse 10 says that the reason we do this, the reason why we seek to have this understanding and this wisdom from God's Word is so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. My friends, let's be careful, because sometimes I hear people say, well, there's no way we can ever live worthy of Jesus Christ. Yes, you can. For the Apostle Paul is telling us to do something that we cannot do. Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, in a manner that is always in keeping with remembering what He has done for me, in a manner that is like Him, following His path. We can walk worthy of Jesus Christ. How do we do that? Well, the verse tells us, as we continue on, to please Him in all respects. That's the same as He's going to say a little later in Colossians, that let all that you do in word or deed be done in the name of the Lord, right? Please Him in all respects. If He has said it, do it. Live it. Have it in your life. That's pleasing Him in all respects. He says, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Folks, we are about bearing fruit. This morning we're talking about that. One aspect of that fruit. Number one, we bear fruit, as we see in John chapter 15 and the parable of the vine and the branches. We bear fruit within our own lives. The Christianity within us bears fruit. It makes us a better person. It makes us closer to Christ. Brings us closer to God. But we also bear fruit in the actions and the works that we do in our daily lives as we bring people closer to God, as we show others what Jesus Christ is about in our lives. He goes on to say then, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. I want to bring a question into play right here. What has God done for you? As a child of God tonight, what has God done for you? Because the next few verses are going to tell you exactly what He has done for you. When you have done those things, you have given yourself to learning His wisdom, His knowledge, to living pleasing to Him, to walking in a manner worthy of Him, these are the things that He does for you. Number one, verse 12 here, He qualifies us to share in the inheritance. That word inheritance there, as we see it throughout the Bible, is the word that is used by God for that which has been promised to somebody. It is predominantly used in the Bible in reference to the land of Canaan promised to the Israelites. Now, we haven't been promised the land of Canaan. And for the way things go on over there, probably don't want it, right? Can't rather stay in America. But we have been promised a better land, according to the book of Hebrews. It's a better place, a place of rest. We have been promised the great land of heaven one day for all eternity. He goes on to tell us what else He has done for us. Not only has He qualified us for that, Jesus Christ made heaven possible. Jesus Christ in His death upon the cross made it possible for you and I to get to that rest, to be qualified. It says He has rescued us from the domain of darkness. You and I, and every one of us, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, have at some point dwelt in the domain of darkness, right? The kingdom of darkness. Darkness is ignorance. It's evil. It's sin. We've all been there at one point or another. You have to be in a kingdom. You can't sit out and say, I'm going to be my own little island over here. I'm not going to be in either kingdom. For there's only two kingdoms that you can be in. He says He's taken us from that kingdom. He's rescued us from it. Isn't that a wonderful word, rescued us? Some translations will say He's translated us from the kingdom. But I like that word rescue better. He's rescued me. He saved me from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His